The city of Columbus is cracking down on illegal businesses that promote human and drug trafficking through its nuisance abatement group, and they're using a unique collaboration involving police, the city attorney's office, and outreach organizations to help shut down troublesome spots in the city. I'm peering through the window of what once was Sunflower Asian Spa here on the west side of Columbus. There's a sign on the wall that says no sex service in all caps, followed by multiple exclamation points. But Columbus City Attorney Zach Klein says there was sex trafficking going on at this business, and that's why it was shut down with a nuisance abatement.
It's important to note that these cases are hard to build and to prove because you do need evidence of sex acts. But at the same time, like, these women are being held in sexual slavery situations because they're human traffickers who are trafficking them. They take their money. They take their passports. They control their phone calls and conversations.
This recent example of the city using nuisance abatement code to shut down a human trafficking spot was a team effort. It involved the city attorney's office, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office, and Asian American Community Services. Investigators worked on the case from September to March. But Klein says the transient nature of human trafficking makes it impossible to know how many people were trafficked here.
They could be at a massage parlor on the east side of Columbus one day, on the west the next, and then be perhaps in Cleveland or Chicago the very next day after that.
Elise McConnell from Asian American Community Services says her members serve as interpreters and advocates on stings at parlors.
We probably go at least once a month. Sometimes it's just in the context of we'll go with the health department if they're doing their annual inspection anyways, explain to the women what's going on.
They'll start linking clients up with resources like English classes. McConnell says trafficking victims in massage parlors are often older than people might think, often in their 40s or 50s.
Usually they're a little bit isolated because of the language issue. They're often working very long hours, so they may not have the chance to connect with the community that they're in.
The nuisance abatement group also works to solve drug issues. Columbus Police Narcotics Bureau Lieutenant Larry Yates says before the nuisance abatement group formed in 2017, his officers would have to perform repeat shutdowns regularly.
We were doing crack house after crack house after crack house, and then we'd go back to the first crack house again. So we looked at ways a few years ago to really start closing these crack houses down so we don't have to go back and go back and go back.
The information exchange and communication between agencies helped the group shut down 20 drug houses last year. And Yates expects more success in 2019.
This year, we're looking at probably 30. We are almost halfway there already. And it's just getting into the heat of summer.
Sometimes the nuisance abatement group does not need to send officers to a doorstep. City Attorney Zach Klein says a simple warning can be effective.
Over the past, say, 2 years, we have sent nearly 20 to 25 letters to massage parlors that we believe there was evidence of human trafficking that existed, but not yet filed a case. And nearly 20 of them shut down almost overnight.
The nuisance abatement group has had two successful lawsuits so far and hopes there will be more down the road. Klein wants to focus on holding everyone involved accountable.
Because clearly it's more than just this massage parlor owner. The women are somehow getting there. There's a broader network, in my opinion, that needs to be explored.
And Klein says that's what the nuisance abatement group needs to try to discover as it continues working on cases. He declined to comment on any ongoing cases. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.